This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Iti Agnihotri-Madholkar.
And as is our Thursday custom, Jody Beznoska, Vice President for Communications at Walnut Center, has joined us. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hello.
Happy to be here,
last,
as always.
Last visit in March.
Yeah. Now can we say it's almost April?
Yes. Yes. Last week I chastised Jody for wishing her life away. Yes.
No,
It is almost April.
I don't want to wish this beautiful March away, but it is winding down on us. We'll end March with a visit from our friends from Circus Oz, who are here, actually. They rolled in, I think, 2 days ago.
Okay.
We've been loading them in, and they have their opening performance this evening. So this is a little bit – this is on our Broadway series, but it's a little bit different. It starts on a Thursday and ends on a Tuesday. A little strange, but it'll be fun. Lots of shows over the weekend, and it's been neat to watch them. They've really enjoyed coming here, and I think this is – I would imagine traveling from Australia, you probably haven't been to Fayetteville or Northwest Arkansas before, and
yes.
So they're loving it. They're biking all over town.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's
it's
nice.
Great. They're also biking all over the backstage. There are several
that's
bikes.
That's what happens when you get a circus.
I know.
Yeah.
There are several bikes in the show, and you can randomly wander backstage, and suddenly, zoom, somebody goes by, and you go, okay, the circus is in town. But we're looking forward to it. And so that will open tonight. That's a 7 o'clock show. There'll be a show tomorrow night, 2 shows Saturday, 2 shows Sunday, I believe, and then 1 show on Tuesday.
Okay.
So if you miss this weekend, there will be one more chance
like
next
that.
Week. It is kind of fun.
Yeah.
I think it will be neat. So that is this weekend. Also this weekend at 2 o'clock at the Fayetteville Public Library on Sunday, we will have the countdown conversation for the 10x10 show, the Whiff and Poofs.
Oh.
Kyle will be facilitating
that is correct.
Conversation. That's a free attempt to come in and sit with us for a little while. And it's usually pretty informal, right?
We're
sitting
very
in a circle.
Informal. Yeah.
We're sitting in a circle and we talk about what's the upcoming show. And Jason Smith, who's on the Walton Arts Center staff and is involved in all sorts of choral groups here and has a long history with choral music, will be the guest lecturer, guest speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be terrific fun. And you know what I learned? Paul Haas, who is the the music director of Sona,
yes.
is a Whiff and Poof.
Yes.
Really?
And apparently you're not a former Whiff and Poof.
You're always
once a Whiff and Poof.
Always a
Whiff and
Poof.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's pretty nice, neat, random connection. So that's for those who don't know, the Whiff and Poofs are the a cappella group from Yale.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will be here on the 6th performing, but we're doing the countdown conversation to explore their music on the 1st.
Right.
That's 2 o'clock on Sunday. So through Tuesday, we'll have Circus Oz. And then also Tuesday at the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the campus is Anna Caterina Antonacci, the opera star.
Right.
The tickets for this are being run through Walton Arts Center, so it's fun for us to be able to make sure all you opera people out there get those tickets because this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to hear her. She's not performing. I think she's performing in only 2 other places in the entire
Kennedy
country.
Kennedy Center and Lincoln Center.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And Stella Boyle Smith.
And here. It's wonderful. So that's on the 3rd. That's a Tuesday. That's an 8 o'clock show in the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the University of Arkansas campus. On the 4th, speaking of the university, we'll have the UA Percussion Group back at Walton Arts Center. On the 5th, we'll have the UA Inspirational Choir. And then on the 6th, which is a Friday, we'll go up to Arend Arts Center for the Whiff and Poofs.
Mm-hmm.
That's an 8 o'clock performance, and there is a 7 o'clock creative conversation prior to that show. So that's Friday the 6th. Then I think we're off for a couple days over the weekend. On the 10th, we will have an evening with Foreigner. That's the Washington Regional Gala Foundation big event. On the 12th, Bela Fleck will be here. And I think that's the sort of iconic one of the spring. It will be Bela Fleck and the original lineup.
The original Flecktones.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be pretty special. I know he and the group has played here before in various iterations, but this will be a chance to hear the original group in our hall, which is it's going to be a nice acoustic experience, I think. So that's at 7 o'clock on the 12th. On that night, Theater Squared will also preview their final show of the season, Fall of the House. It's an original play by Bob Ford, and that will run for 4 weeks, I believe, all the way into May.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 14th, which is Saturday, the 14th of April, speaking of Sona, we will have Sona's final concert of their season. This is their Masterworks 3 concert, and it will be big, bold, romantic music. They will do Beethoven's 9th, which features about more than 100 voices from the Sona singers and choirs from around the region, and it's going to be very – I think this is going to be very lush, very romantic. So that's going to be exciting. That's on the 14th. Of April. I believe there will probably be a creative conversation prior.
6:45.
Kyle will be doing that.
Yes.
And let's see, what's next? Oh, Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins comes in on the 17th through the 22nd. And did you guys know that the man who plays Bert is from Little Rock?
I did not.
Oh. Mm-hmm. His name is Case Dillard, and he has been playing the role on the tour for a while. But he's actually one of the – I mean, Bert is always a great character in Mary Poppins. You know, he's the chimney sweep. And he has some of the most fun dance numbers in the entire show.
Is that the Dick Van Dyke character?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen Mary Poppins in any form since I was about 5 or 6.
Yeah. So. And I think our audiences have been waiting for it for a while.
You've seen this production?
I have. I haven't seen the touring production. I've seen the one in New York. Okay. There are dancing statues, creative characters. It's so it is a little different. I'm actually really glad you asked me that because it is different from the movie. Like, obviously, you know, there's still the things you remember, like Mary Poppins pulling the hat stand out of her bag. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the characters are generally the same. But it feeds back to the book a little more than the movie did. So there are some different setups. There's a character that you won't know from the movie. There's like a mean old aunt. She's all dressed in black and she's kind of scary. And you don't ever see her in the Mary Poppins that we all know and love from the movie.
Right.
There will be little changes, but it's definitely recognizable. I mean, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious is there.
Well
so,
done.
Yes. Much fun. Mary Poppins from the 17th of April through the 22nd. Tickets for that are almost gone. They are not gone, but they are almost gone. So if you want to get your tickets, don't wait till the last minute because you may not be able to get them. Right now we have tickets available in the balcony on all shows. So,
okay. So
get those now. During that same week, we will open up the AMP at the Washington County Fairgrounds for our new season this year. On the 19th, we will have Cake, and on the 20th, we will have Big Gigantic, two big shows opening that weekend. And then next, the end of the week, we will the end of April, we'll have a bourbon tasting as part of the run-up to the Art of Wine. Mm-hmm. That's on the 26th. It's a 6 o'clock event, and that one will feature Jim Beam's great-grandson. So he's been in the family of bourbon of bourbon creation for 7 generations, and so he's
That should be interesting.
That should be a lot of fun. That's on the 26th at 6 p.m. So lots more going on in May with Artisphere, but let's not rush it.
Right,
yes.
Right. Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Because we still have a lot to do.
Kyle.
We have a lot to do in April. But I did just want to let everybody know that we've added a new show to the season. We've been able to get the comedian Gabriel Iglesias to come on.
A.K.A.
Fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see him on Comedy Central. He has his own show, I believe. He's hysterical. And he will be here on the 21st of May. His on sale is next week.
That's a Monday,
yep. So you'll hear about it officially tomorrow morning. In fact, I think I sort of outed it. I hope my staff doesn't yell at me. But you'll hear about it officially tomorrow, and then the on sale will be next week.
443-5600 or
waltonartcenter.org for tickets or more information. You can also come down and see us at the box office. We still have Jeannie Hewlin's Made in the USA exhibition up in the gallery, which is free and open to everybody all day when the box office is open.
Thank you, Jody.
Thanks, guys.
Jody Biznoska is the Vice President of Communication at Walton Arts Center.